This is Tim McLean, head tennis coach at Northeastern State, and you're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Recording from Emery's Grill in downtown Tahlequah, this is the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association. I'm Maury Phillips, the voice of the Riverhawks, and I am joined by the Riverhawks Sports Nest, consisting of DJ Sean Solo and Captain William Morgan. Alongside us is the leader of NSU football, head coach Darren Cheverini. Before we get to our conversation, we'd like to send a big thank you to the program's presenting sponsor, the NSU Alumni Association. Membership in the NSU Alumni Association is the most visible way to show your Northeastern pride. It's also the only way to enjoy Riverhawks football in the comfort of the Bank First Green and White Room, the exclusive hospitality room at NSU home games, where you can enjoy free food and live stream Riverhawks action. And don't forget, Alumni Association members enjoy all homecoming activities, including golf and champagne bingo for free the weekend of October 2nd and 3rd. Learn more about membership at nsualumni.com. Guys, the wait's finally over. I will say this. It's technically, finally, it was our shortest offseason as far as days go in a very long time, but it felt like our longest offseason in decades. But the wait, again, it's finally over. Northeastern State, they opened the third season of the Cheverini era with the contest at Doc Wadley Stadium against Delta State. It's the first time we've ever gone against the Statesmen, who enter off a 7-3 season that saw them narrowly miss the playoffs. Northeastern State will enter Friday night, 6 p.m. kick on a 7-game winning streak, the second longest win streak in all of Division II football. The game was previously scheduled for Saturday at noon, but due to heat-related concerns, it was moved to Friday at 6 p.m., making it the first time NSU's taken the field on a Friday night in 20 years.
Friday night lights, baby.
Absolutely. Big-time stuff. Coach, how does it feel to be finally on the game week?
Yeah, excited. I mean, you know, when you're in fall camp, it gets kind of redundant, and just hitting on each other each and every day, and our kids get sore from it, too, so... Excited for our football program, excited for our football team. We're playing a very talented opponent who is going to be well coached, but excited about the development of our program heading into year three.
DJ Sean Solo has his first pick for Banger Player of the Week. Now, we didn't play a game yet officially, but you have been keeping an eye on camp. Give me a standout in your mind.
I've been out there several times, but the one player that's kind of caught my eye and has progressed so much from last year to this year is Malachi Butler. Obviously, the kid's 6'8". He poses mismatch issues all the way over, but physically he's gotten bigger. And coach has actually mentioned this. He's so great on blocking on the line with the run game. So it's, and what I saw during camp, I mean, he looks great. He looks physical. And even him in the lining up in the slots, which, you know, Shedd likes to do with his offense, great hands. He's gonna cause some problems. So he's what I've really noticed this offseason.
Definitely. Well, I think Malachi Butler's in store to have a great year. And I just remember watching him when he first got to campus a little while back thinking, yeah, matchup-wise, he's going to be tough to guard. But what's your take on Malachi, Coach?
I mean, his development is leaps and bounds when he first got here. I mean, when he first got here, he was, you know, kind of a basketball player getting into football. Even though he played junior college football, he was more of a basketball player. And now he's a football player. I mean, he understands concepts. He understands schemes. He understands fundamentals and technique now about the tight end position. And he's really progressed at a high rate since last year. I'm expecting big things from Malachi in the run game and in the pass game.
You say he's a little thicker, too, as well? He's kind of.
Yeah, he's probably about 250 pounds right now, and he's 6'8", and he's got NFL measurables, and so he's just got to go out there and play good football.
Nice.
Now, last year, Donnie was still having to earn that, you know, QB1 job, and this year there's no question. He's the veteran. He's your starter, and he's coming off a really strong finish to last season. What have you noticed that's different about him when he's able to spend an entire offseason preparing as the guy instead of competing to be a guy?
I mean, his leadership. I mean, he's the leader of the offense, and that's easy to see. And I think last year he had to earn that through showing that he could be the starting quarterback, win football games. But now he is the starting quarterback. He's a team captain, and I think his leadership has shown up early in fall camp, and it's going to show up this season. And he's a talented player. He can spin the football. He's accurate. He understands read progressions. He understands coverages, and that's important. And he also understands, like, pressure looks. And so I'm expecting Donnie to start fast and have a big year for us.
Now, the other topic is the running back room. You know, it looks obviously different this year. We've talked about Ethan Washington, how he finished last season pretty strong. And now you've added some intriguing pieces like Jalen Thompson and freshman Mikhail Trotter. You know, when you have a room with different skill sets like this, you know, and there's a lot of speed in that backfield, do you go into the season looking for one guy to emerge as a lead back, or can this offense be more of a 1-2 punch or running back by committee on this, that kind of deal?
Yeah, I think it's going to be more running back by committee at first, and let's find out who performs in games. You know, I do believe in having a lead back, but I also believe that guys got to earn that. And that happens in games, and these guys haven't played. And Ethan's been coming off a leg injury, so he hasn't practiced much this camp, so Ethan's not going to play the first game. So it's really Jalen Thompson, Mikhail Trotter, Kyron Downing, you know, Jordan Schelling, you know, and then we got guys down the road that are young back still, like Marco Smith, that are good players. We have a really good running back room. I want to see who's going to perform in the games.
And we've mentioned, you know, you've traded some size at receiver, you know, for what looks like, and it is, a lot of speed and quickness. When you don't necessarily have that big-bodied receiver, you know, winning the contested balls on the outside, how do you use things like formation, motion, and spacing to create favorable matchups and still stretch a defense vertically?
Yeah, I think the speed's going to help us stretch the field vertically more. You know, where Vontae was great last year is he would make all the tough catches, right, on third down. The 50-50 balls that you threw up to him, he'd make those plays. And so now you have to be a little more creative on how you get guys open, because there isn't as much of a size mismatch. Like where Vontae was a 6'2 kid, you know, Cam's not that size, but Cam's faster than Vontae. You know, Jalen Moore is added speed to our receiving core. So I think there's just going to be different ways to get guys open and let Donnie go out there and distribute the ball the way he sees fit.
Well, Coach, moving over defensively, why don't you talk a little bit about the line and what we've got there coming back from last year and who you see emerging from camp so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're more based out of an odd front. You know, we will walk up an outside linebacker, which is the bandit position. But, you know, I think our defensive ends, like, you know, Solomon Wright is a kid that was ineligible last year but is eligible this year, is a very explosive, athletic defensive end that played at Oklahoma State. You know, his dad, Kenyatta Wright, is an Oklahoma legend. And so, you know, Solomon to have a big year. Iverson Report is a Division I bounce back from Utah State. You know, and he's a big, physical, 280, 90-pound kid at the nose tackle position. And then your weak side end position, you know, you got a combination of Jesse Alensi, who's a very athletic kid that can move. And so I think our front is going to be very athletic and cause problems for offenses. And then, like I said, we have a veteran group of linebackers that have played a ton of football, and we have a veteran group of secondary players that have played a ton of football. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this defense. I'm expecting big things from our defense this year.
I'm looking forward to seeing Solomon Wright. I had the luxury of actually doing play-by-play while he played in high school in Vian a few years back. So we're looking forward to seeing him, seeing his growth.
He's had a good camp, so I'm excited for him too.
So then moving back to the secondary, I mean, you've got some awesome, returners coming back. Obviously, we've got the base there, but who else do you see kind of stepping up in the secondary?
Well, Blaine Anderson's a SEMO bounce back, so I think Blaine Anderson's going to be a guy that's in the mix at safety. You know, Braxton Street has moved from safety down to like that nickel position, which is a very active position in our defense. You know, it's called our spur, which is kind of like our outside linebacker nickel. And Braxton's a very physical, active kid. So, you know, I'm expecting, you know, Coach Atwell to do a great job like he did when he took over the defense last year and not miss a beat.
When we come back, we'll talk in depth about what lies ahead for this team when they take the field on Friday night against Delta State for the first time ever. You're tuned into the Darren Chevrolet Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the Riverox Radio Network.
70,000 NSU alumni, one Green and White Network, and the Alumni Association is what keeps you connected to it all. Join the Alumni Association and show off your NSU pride. Use your membership to save money on shopping, travel, entertainment, and more, including homecoming weekend October 2nd and 3rd, when all the events are free for members. The NSU Alumni Association is your link to the Green and White Network. Visit NSUalumni.com to learn more. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Northeastern State Football on the Riverhawks Radio Network. Contact Jeremy McClure for your investment needs by calling 918-456-1370. That's 918-456-1370. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home in Tahlequah or Cherokee County? Then you need the Shockley Group. Tyler, an NSU alum, and Sydney, a proud supporter of Northeastern State University Athletics, understand the pulse of our community. They are dedicated to helping you find the perfect home, whether you're a lifelong fan or a new face in town. From first-time home buyers to seasoned sellers, they provide expert guidance every step of the way. Support local, support NSU, and let the Shockley Group get you home. Check them out at theshockleygroupok.com. That's theshockleygroupok.com.
Northeastern State University's Army ROTC is turning River Hawks into leaders right here in Tahlequah. Receive scholarships, hands-on leadership training, and a path to serve your country, all while earning your degree. And here's the best part, no commitment to serve while you are in school. Get the full college experience and come out the other side as a commissioned officer. No military experience needed, just heart, drive, and River Hawk pride. Visit nsu.com/ROTC to learn more.
Enjoying the Coach's Show? I'm Captain Morgan.
And I'm Sean Solo. Together, we're the hosts of the Riverhawk Sports Nest.
Continue the conversations all week long with Riverhawk Sports Nest. Riverhawk Nation isn't just built on Saturdays. It's built every day by the coaches, athletes, alumni, students, and fans who believe in NSU.
From coaches' insights and player interviews to behind-the-scenes stories you won't hear anywhere else, we take you inside NSU athletics and bring Riverhawk Nation closer to the action.
New episodes every week on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform.
Riverhawk Sports Nest. More than the game, it's the story behind it.
This is Jay Havens, head men's basketball coach. You're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. We'd like to thank Emery's Grill for serving as our on-location hosts for this episode. We're taping the show as part of NSU Quarterback Club, and all season-long episodes will be recorded at NSU Quarterback Club meetings on Wednesday afternoon. You can see the show in person as a perk of Quarterback Club membership. To learn more about becoming an NSU backer, visit GoRiverHawksGo.com. We'll continue the conversation. First, though, would like to thank our official radio sponsors for the season. Northeastern State University Relations, Chick-fil-A Tahlequah, Edward Jones, Jeremy McClure, The Wash Barn Car Wash, Napoli's Italian Restaurant, The Shockley Group, Oklahoma Army National Guard, Northeastern State University College of Extended Learning, and this show's presenting sponsor, the NSU Alumni Association. For the first time since 1962, Delta State is traveling to play a football game in Oklahoma. The Statesmen don't return many starters from last season's 7-win team, but this is a group that many still believe will compete after hitting the transfer portal pretty hard and bringing in a 2-time national championship winning head coach in David Denny. Won 2 national titles as a head coach at Valdosta State. He also won one as an assistant there with the Blazers. He's replacing longtime head coach Todd Cooley, who took an assistant job at Ole Miss in the offseason. Coach, give me your thoughts on your opponents this week.
You know, I think a lot of unknowns, right, with Coach Cooley leaving and then bringing a lot of transfers in. There's not, like you said, a lot of returning starters from last year's 7-win team, but there is players that were on the roster from last year's team that are starting, and so in their 2-deep of what we've seen on paper. You know, Coach Dean's obviously a veteran coach with a great resume, and he's going to have his team ready to play. They're going to be well coached. I'm expecting this to be a good football game. But like I tell our players, it's not about Delta State. It's about NSU and what we do and how we prepare and how we perform. And so we're going to give our respect to Coach Dean and his football team, but it's about NSU and us being prepared to go out there and compete.
Yeah, and I'm just going to build off that. As you always say, we've got to worry about what we do and how we execute. But, you know, having that big turnover in the new coach, how difficult is it to prepare for a team like that when there's not much film to look at what Coach Dean does or his tendencies?
He's an offensive coach, and the defensive coordinator was the D coordinator at Mines, and so we have film on Mines. You know, coaches do what they do, so I'm expecting a lot of things I've seen on the Mines film to show up in the game. You know, Coach Dean, there's going to be some unscouted looks on offense, but we got to be able to adjust and make changes on the defense on the sideline, you know. And so every team in America, when you go into the first game of the season, there's going to be a lot of unscouted looks, which you're not prepared for. You got to see them and you got to make the adjustments. And so we'll do that as a coaching staff as the game goes along.
Sticking with Delta State, looking at their offense, winning first down on Friday night is going to be very crucial to success. That's a team with a redshirt freshman quarterback. They do have a running back coming back named Nick Clark, who was very good last year. They have a couple receivers as well, a couple of other transfers, and they do return one of their starters on the offensive line. But overall, again, that's a team that as a unit hasn't really played a lot together. They haven't played an official game together. So winning first down, that'll be crucial to putting them behind the line and getting our secondary a chance to maybe succeed and go after their quarterback in Emil Piccarella. Tell me the key to establishing success in early down situations against a team like that.
I mean, you got to stop the run. You got to get them second and longs. You got to get them third and longs so you can bring in your pressure packages and attack the quarterback. Quarterback is a bounce back from LSU. He was a highly recruited kid out of high school, so I'm sure he's talented, you know, but we got to be able to read our keys on defense. We got to play our rules on defense, and we got to be able to make tackles in space. And so, you know, we got to stop the run first and foremost, and that will put us in good situations down the road.
And going back to Piccarella, like this will be his first, you know, first college start in live game action. Are there things defensively you want to make him prove that he can handle before you start adjusting away from them?
I mean, I want to see how he handles pressure. I want to see how he handles, you know, making tight contested throws against, you know, whether it's zone or man coverage. We have good secondary players that know how to play their positions. And so I want to see the kid perform. Yeah. And that's what any coach wants to see. I want to see our guys perform,
right?
You know, but I'm sure Coach Dean wants to see how that guy handles pressure and how he performs under pressure.
Well, speaking of bringing the pressure there, you know that defensively they're going to be trying to bring some pressure on Donnie. Tripp Thomas, again, you've seen some of the players, but you know his scheme schematically. So is there anything kind of special that he does that you've looked for in the past?
You know, when he was at Mines, he was aggressive as a play caller on defense. You know, he liked to play a lot of man and on third down and play man in the red zone. But you also got to have the personnel. So I'm sure he's going to be feeling us out as we're feeling them out and see what kind of personnel they have and what kind of personnel we have. Because you don't know until you start playing games. You can watch film all you want. Until you see guys live and see them move around, you don't know exactly how good they are. So I'm sure it's going to be a feeling out process between me and the D coordinator, and that's football. That's the chess game to play.
Yeah. Well, moving back offensively, you know, we've got the offensive line. We're returning most a lot of starts there. Tell me about just their communication, the maturity that you've seen with them, and kind of what you're expecting to see from them this coming week.
You know, you've been able to coach them a little bit harder because they're veteran guys and they played a lot of football together. You know, all those guys have started games for us, from Justice to, you know, to Chevy to Rashad to Devin Jones to Flores. They've all started games the last year or two here. So it's a veteran group that we've been able to coach hard, and they're going to play good football on Friday.
One more question for you, Coach, on this segment. I want to talk about shifting the date from Saturday to Friday. I think in Tahlequah, a lot of people, they really like the move because I think that it'll allow more students to come to the game because, you know, some on Saturdays do go home for the weekend. So we'll have a good crowd among students on Friday. It's nighttime. Great to get some nighttime football in August as well. And it's also going to be Community Day right here at Doc Wadley Stadium. More information on that, make sure to visit GoRiverHawksGo.com. But talk about the excitement of getting some Friday football NSU RiverHawks in action on that evening.
I think it's a great for Tahlequah. It's going to be cooler, which was safety concerns for our players and for the Delta State players. It's been very, very hot in Oklahoma, as everybody knows. And it's been on the turf during practice, which we practice right around game time would be. It's been 104, 105 on the turf. That's really hot, and it's not safe for the players. So I think making the move was safe for both teams. And it's also safe for the people in the stands where they can enjoy a 6 p.m. game under the lights. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I think we'll get more of our student body there. And I really hope the whole town of Tahlequah comes out and supports our football team because we have a good football team.
Up next, we go to the captain's sketch to wrap up this edition of the show. It's next on the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the RiverHawks Radio Network.
Looking to boost your career or gain real-world experience? Northeastern State University's College of Extended Learning is your college for working adults. Be a part of the 2026-27 academic year with our new professional development and training programs, also expanded STEM, cybersecurity, and drone programs for every age group. Take your next step today at go2nsu.com. That's go2nsu.com. Go Riverhawks!
Looking for crave-worthy chicken and hometown hospitality? Come visit Chick-fil-A Tahlequah, located at 2589 South Muskogee Avenue. Chick-fil-A Tahlequah exists to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. Don't forget to download the Chick-fil-A app to earn points and redeem rewards. Chick-fil-A Tahlequah is a proud sponsor of Northeastern State Athletics. Go Riverhawks!
The Washburn Car Wash is a proud sponsor of NSU Athletics. Locally owned and operated since 2002, they pride themselves on cleanliness and customer service. And have you checked out the Washburn Car Wash app? Download today in the App Store to save money by joining their unlimited wash club starting at $16.99 a month. Voted the best car wash in Cherokee County for 2024. Make sure to visit the Washburn Car Wash in Tahlequah at 867 East 4th Street by Liddy Bros and at 2427 South Muskogee Avenue behind Burger King. This season, Napoli's Italian Restaurant is proud to support the NSU Riverhawks. For over 20 years, we've been serving up your favorite homemade Italian classics right here in Tahlequah. From rich cheesy pastas to hand-tossed pizzas and hearty subs. Whether you're celebrating a big win or just hungry for something delicious, Napoli's is your go-to spot for dine-in, takeout, or a glass of wine with friends. Napoli's Italian Restaurant, where tradition, flavor, and team spirit come together. Thank you, Tahlequah, for 20 amazing years. High school seniors, your future starts here. Join us for Senior Day at Northeastern State University on Thursday, September 17th at our beautiful Tahlequah campus. Explore campus, tour residence halls, meet professors and current students, learn about scholarships and financial aid, and discover why NSU feels like home. Plus, you receive a free t-shirt, free lunch, and even have the chance to receive scholarships and prizes. Best of all, it's free, but registration is required. Reserve your spot today at nsuok.edu/senior day. Your future is waiting at Northeastern State University.
I'm Wyatt Robinson with NSU Football, and you're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
We return to the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association. Catch the action this week on the Riverhawks Radio Network. Pre-game coverage for the Delta State game begins at 5 p.m. with the Countdown to Kickoff Show, presented by Christie Scrub Shop on Lakes Country 102.1 and on the MIAA Network. We'll have a free-to-listen-to audio stream. We'll also have a special re-airing of the game this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on 97.1 The Sports Animal. Starting next week, you can catch the games live in Tulsa on ESPN 99.9 FM and 1550 AM. And every Monday, you can hear Coach Chev on the Pat Jones Show at 12:10. Coach Chev had his first weekly interview of the season on the show this week. Here's a piece of what they talked about.
Coach Chev, again, thank you for taking the time to do this. Let me ask you this. Obviously, your background in Colorado and in other places, who would you say is the most influential person in your professional life?
You know, I had the opportunity to play for Dan Reeves when I was in the Falcons, and I thought the way that Coach Reeves like handled the team and handled the players, you know, I thought that was someone that had a big influence just on me going into coaching. You know, I just had a lot of respect for Coach when I played for him, and that would be someone that, you know, really was a big part of my development. And then when I got into coaching, the next big part was I had the honor to work for Tom Kraft, who I think is one of the top junior college coaches in America. Highest winning percentage, I think, in the history of junior college football. And he won like 7 state titles in California at Palomar and Riverside. So those were 2 big influences just on me, one from a player standpoint and then one from a coaching development standpoint.
Now as we inch further and further towards kickoff, let's go to Captain Morgan for who he's got his eye on with the captain's catch. Go ahead.
All right, our coach, my first captain's catch of the season is Donnie Smith. So last year, as he set NSU single season records, including more than 3,000 yard passing, he's on the D2 Football Elite 100 watch list and has been named nationally as one of the players to watch in the Harlan Hill race. Arr. So, Coach, after everything is accomplished last year, what have you seen from Donnie this offseason that tells you he can take another step forward this year?
Yeah, just his confidence. I think he's comfortable in the system. And for any quarterback, you want to be confident with what you're seeing and what the progressions are with the concepts. And so, you know, Donnie's like, you know, he doesn't get flustered. And I'm excited to see him perform on Friday because I know he's excited to start his senior year the right way. And you know, we have a talented cast around him, so he doesn't have to do it all by himself. And so I think Donnie's going to go out there and play a really good game.
Looking forward to it.
One final reminder that the most visible way to show your Northeastern pride is through membership with the NSU Alumni Association. Download the Green and White Network mobile app to enter weekly drawings for a $20 Visa gift card and also enter the big end-of-season $500 Visa gift card drawing. If you're an Alumni Association member, enter each week to increase your chances of winning, while non-members receive 1 eligible entry per season. Keep notifications on to receive information on winners every week. Download the Green and White Network mobile app now on the App Store and on Google Play. Final thoughts as we put a bow on the show. Again, it's been a long off season, and we're finally getting ready to play some football. We'll start with Sean, then go to Captain Morgan, and we'll round it out with Coach Chev.
Well, I will just start off by saying this. You know, last year was great. That was last year's team. Now we're 2026. I'm looking forward to see this group of guys, our veterans, our new players. I'm just looking forward to see them on the field. I'm, as a fan, I'm ready for some football. I'm ready to see this incarnation and see them go against somebody else other than their own guys.
Absolutely. And the excitement, I was talking to Coach Chev, the excitement here in the community this week has been overwhelming. I mean, just seeing people out and about, just in my regular daily walk with people, I mean, it's like they moved the game up a day. Everybody is so stoked about that for numerous reasons. It's going to be sooner, but again, it's going to be cooler. So looking forward to Friday night. Definitely excited about that, and the community is. And what you brought, Coach Chev, the hope here to the actual expectations of the season.
The climb, baby.
Is something that is relative, hasn't been here in a while. I have not experienced it since I've been here, so I just want to say thanks for that.
Yeah, I think for me, we've put the preparation in. Now I want to see our guys go perform. You know, to be honest with you guys, I'm tired of talking about it.
I don't blame you.
Let's go play football.
Right.
For the first time in 25 years, Northeastern State enters the season with a preseason top 25 ranking, ranked number 23 in the D2Football.com poll, and they take the field Friday night, 6 p.m., inside Doc Wadley Stadium under the bright Friday night lights against Delta State. Again, coverage starts with the Countdown to Kickoff show presented by Christie Scrub Shop at 5 p.m. on Lakes Country 102.1 and on the free to listen audio stream on the MIAA network. We'll catch you then, but until next time, this has been the Darren Chevarini Show presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the Riverox Radio Network.